Air travel has its own choreography, check-ins, security, boarding. But every so often, someone misses the rhythm. And in August 2025, Nigeria saw two such moments in quick succession. Travel isn't just about movement, it's about discovery, opportunity, and the stories that shape our world. Welcome to EJ, the World of Travel. The podcast where we explore how travel connects people, businesses, and cultures. I'm Tony Doe, and every episode we bring you insights, trends, and real stories from travelers, industry experts, and entrepreneurs navigating the global landscape. So whether you're a frequent flyer, a business owner, eyeing new markets, or someone simply curious about the world beyond, you're in the right place. Let's take this journey together. On August 5th, Nnamdi Azikiwe International Airport in Abuja became the stage for a standoff between Fuji music icon King Wasiu Ayinde Marshall, better known as Kwan Wan, and ValueJet staff. The spark? A gold flask. Officials said it contained alcohol and needed an inspection. Kwan Wan insisted it was medically prescribed water for dehydration. The disagreement escalated, voices were raised, liquids spilled. And then in a move that stunned onlookers, Kwan Wan stood directly in front of the aircraft, halting its departure. The fallout was swift, a six-month no-fly ban from ValueJet, sanctions for the pilots, and a national debate about aviation rules, celebrity privilege, and passenger conduct. Fast forward 5 days, different airports, different airline, but a strangely familiar script. August 10th, Ibom Air flight from Uyo to Lagos. A woman named Comfort Emanson is asked to switch off her phone before takeoff. She refuses, until the pilot makes an announcement, and the passenger beside her turns the phone off. That's when tensions flare. The flight makes it to Lagos, but when passengers disembark, Comfort waits behind. She confronts the purser who gave the original instruction. The scene turns physical, stepping on the crew member, snatching her wig, throwing her glasses, slapping her multiple times. Another crew member tries to help. She slapped too. And then Comfort goes for the aircraft's fire extinguisher, an act that could have damaged the plane and taken it out of service. Airport security steps in, but she attacks them too. Ground supervisors, FAA and security, no one is spared. Eventually, she's restrained and handed over to the Nigeria police. The consequences? A lifetime ban from Ibom Air. Criminal charges, remand at Kirikiri prison. And then came the nickname, Kwan Two. Born on X, formerly Twitter, it was a nod to the uncanny timing, two disruptive incidents, 5 days apart, both sparking outrage, both reshaping the conversation about unruly passengers. Nigerians have a way of turning headlines into folklore, and Kwan Two became a meme, part humor, part social commentary. Some laughed. Others pointed out the double standard. Kwan Wan, a national celebrity, was still at home, while Comfort was behind bars. But beneath the social media storm lies a serious truth. The Nigerian Civil Aviation Authority has been warning about unruly passenger behavior for months. The rules are clear. Violence, obstruction, or refusal to follow safety protocols can lead to bans, fines, or jail time. And these two cases show the range, from obstruction on the tarmac to violence in the cabin. So what's the bigger picture? It's about the thin margin between order and chaos in the skies. It's about how one refusal, one confrontation, can ripple through an entire operation. And perhaps most controversially, it's about whether fame buys you breathing space while ordinary passengers face the full weight of the law. In the end, Kwan Wan and Kwan Two are not just internet punchlines, but case studies. Case studies in protocol, in personality, in how the rules of travel meet the realities of human behavior. And as Nigerian skies grow busier, the question for everyone, celebrity or not, is the same. Will you follow the choreography, or will you miss the step? Global air travel demands rose 2.6% year-on-year in June 2025, marking a slowdown from previous months. And that's according to the International Air Transport Association, IATA, or IATA. The dip is linked to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, which has disrupted several international routes, while global capacity increased by 3.4%, the faster expansion outpaced demand growth, nudging the global load factor down by 0.6 percentage points to 84.5%, still among the highest in history. African Airlines bucked the global growth trend, posting a 0.3% drop in demand despite a modest 0.3% capacity increase. IATA attributes this to mounting competition from European and Middle Eastern carriers. Regionally, Asia Pacific Airlines led the growth charts with a 7.2% increase in demand, while Middle Eastern and North American carriers posted slight declines. Routes connecting the Middle East to North America and Europe saw the steepest falls, down 7.0% and 4.4% respectively. Despite the slowdown, IATA expects load factors to remain strong through the Northern Hemisphere summer, with only modest capacity growth scheduled for August. With global air travel demand still high and load factors averaging over 84%, flights are running close to capacity. Book your tickets early, ideally 6 to 8 weeks ahead for domestic trips and 2 to 3 months for international, to lock in better fares and secure preferred seating. Also consider flying midweek when fares tend to be lower and flights less crowded. At Global Links and Services Limited, we know that air travel can be exciting, but sometimes unexpected situations can turn that excitement into stress. And that's where we step in. From the moment you book, we make sure you know the airline rules, baggage limits, and what to do if plans change. If there's a delay, cancellation, or misunderstanding, we're just a call away, ready to speak with the airline, explain your options, and help keep things calm. We believe that dignity travels with you. So whether it's before takeoff, during your journey, or after you land, we're here to protect your peace of mind and your travel experience. Global Links and Services Limited, your journey, our care. Nigeria's tourism story is still being written, and in Ekiti State, the ink is flowing fast. Recently, a spirited group of travelers known as the Pathfinder Club from Saki brought their decade-long tradition of exploring Nigeria's hidden gems to this land of warm springs, rolling hills, and deep-rooted culture. From the moment they arrived at the Bureau of Tourism Development, they made it clear that they weren't just here for sightseeing. They came to experience how vision, leadership, and infrastructure are turning Ekiti into a tourism powerhouse. The journey began at the iconic Ikogosi Warm Springs Resort, where warm and cold springs flow side by side, a natural wonder that seems almost impossible until you see it. Then came the lush trails of Arinta Waterfall, the cool spray and birdsong making it a sanctuary for the senses. But Ekiti isn't just about nature. The Ishe Pyramid Project stood tall as a sign of cultural revival, a modern landmark rooted in ancient inspiration, designed to host events, welcome visitors, and spark local business. Beyond the attractions, the Pathfinders connected with locals, sharing stories, laughter, and even a handcrafted pot from the Saki as a gift to the state's tourism leaders. A small gesture with a big message about friendship, respect, and a shared love for Nigeria's beauty. By the end of their two-day trip, they'd seen modern landscapes. They'd seen how the right ideas, backed by commitment and care, can transform a place. And they left with a renewed belief that Nigeria's tourism future shines brightest when we blend our culture, our nature, and our people's warmth. At Global Links and Services Limited, we make exploring Nigeria's treasures easy, safe, and unforgettable. Whether it's a weekend escape to Ekiti's warm springs, a cultural tour through ancient towns, or a custom itinerary built just for you, we handle the planning so you can focus on the adventure. From transport to guided experiences, we connect with the best local spots, trusted operators, and the kind of insider knowledge that turns a trip into a story you tell for years. Call us today, contact information available in the show notes, and then we can start your journey. Before you zip up that suitcase and head for the airport, pause for one quick check. Your flight time. In African skies, schedules can shift without fanfare, and the updates might be buried in an email you missed. A 30-second confirmation the day before could spare you the panic of a gate change, a reschedule, or watching your plane lift off without you. Safe travels. That's it for this episode of EJ, The World of Travel. If you found this insightful, don't forget to subscribe and share with others who love to explore the world in new ways. For updates, show notes, more travel insights, check out glstravels.com/podcasts or connect with us on social media at glstravelsng. You can also send an email to tony@globallinkstravels.com. Got questions or ideas for future episodes? Reach out. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep moving, keep exploring, and keep discovering your world.